On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 28, Polokwane 19, Johannesburg 26.
It's Galulis and Bedford View again. N3 South got a stationary truck near Van Buren Road and roadworks on the N3 South. Restrictions also at Van Buren Road.
The Transport Ministry has released preliminary findings into the Limpopo bus crash that killed 43 people on the N1 North over the weekend. The bus en route to Zimbabwe was overloaded with 91 passengers and only half of its brakes were working, while the trailer had no functioning brakes. The driver was also speeding. Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has ordered more checks on the bus company and other buses and possible criminal charges.
I have also asked my team for legal advice as to how we deal with the potential situation of culpable homicide.
The Gauteng Education Department has condemned a shooting incident that claimed the lives of two grade 8 pupils from Rivoli Secondary School in Johannesburg. The circumstances surrounding the shooting is still being investigated by police. Your spokesperson, Steve Mabona.
We are quite deeply saddened by the tragic loss of two grade 8 learners from Rivoli Secondary School in Johannesburg. These children were fatally wounded on Wednesday, the 15th of October 2025. This heartbreaking incident sent shockwaves through the school community in the area, leaving families and friends and educators, including fellow learners, devastated.
Now, at the same time, Education MEC Maitomi Chilwane has urged matric pupils to disconnect from social media as they write their final national senior certificate exams. Chilwane addressed the pledge signing ceremony at Furuntu High School in Rosemere, Johannesburg.
You don't need the added pressure of comparing your preparation to others or falling victim to online negativity. So give yourself the gift of digital peace. And this, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you, it's an instruction. Stay off social media during your examinations. Your emotional well-being depends on it.
The matric final exams kick off next week. Gauteng Environment MEC Evan Boerter says budget cuts are having an impact on the air monitoring controls in the province, with only 15 of its 31 stations functional. Air monitoring stations are used to measure pollution levels in the province. The MEC briefed the media in Johannesburg. To Brazil now, and it's requested support from the European Union in establishing the Tropical Forests Forever Fund to protect tropical forests. The main goal of the fund is to provide annual payments to countries with tropical forests as a reward for maintaining or increasing forest cover. Tropical forests cover about 12% of the Earth's land surface. And Venezuela has deployed thousands of troops near the Colombian border in response to the U.S. military buildup in the Caribbean. U.S. media also reported a new strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat. I'm Chanel September. More news at 4 or visit jacarandafm.com.